Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Morning, 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 and welcome to Voices of Hope Radio. This is Minister Kim, and I'm excited to be with you this morning, family. We have an awesome guest here this morning, but if you can do me a favor and join in, I want to pray, amen, as we have heard about so many, amen, hurricanes going on, and we've had it in Texas, we have it in Puerto Rico, we have it in the islands, so we definitely want to pray for our extended families, amen, because we are families, right? So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to glorify and to magnify your name. Father, right now we ask you, oh God, to just take charge over the situation, oh God, and these cities, oh God, and these areas, oh God, that we have loved ones, Father, whether if they're blood-related or spiritual-related, Father, they are us. They are you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, to cover them, protect them, find them, Father, Lord God, those that are missing, loved ones that are searching for their family members. Father, allow them to have a connection, oh God. Allow them to reassure that their family members are fine. Father, we thank you, God, for the rescuers. We thank you for all those who are volunteering, those who are traveling near and far, Father, oh God, to volunteer. We pray, oh God, for their strength. We pray that you will give them laser discernment, Father, Lord God, to find these individuals, God, these family members, oh God, your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, and we praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. That's what family do. Amen. We come together and pray. So I'm excited about the show. We have a wonderful young lady that has this upcoming event. Her name is LaToya Parker. And when we come back on Voice of Hope, we want to get right into the show this morning. We'll be back on Voice of Hope. This is your girl, Minister Kim. We'll be back.
Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. You better put them hands together and act like you know if it's here. Chief Peace.
Welcome back, family, again. This is Minister Kim this morning with you to bring you that gleam of hope. Amen. Obstacles, a thing that blocks one's way or prevents or hinders progress. Well, family, I believe we will all have a conversation that we can all identify with today, because unexpected things happen in our lives that are unavoidable. We have no control over them. What we do have is the ability to self-examine ourselves and take a deeper look into the unused strengths, talents, gifts that God has given us. I believe that God allows some of the things that happen in your life as well as in mine to help us pull out the strength, the talent, and the gifts that He put in the very beginning of our life. That is something that we ought to give God praise for this morning, because He is stretching us. Ha, glory. Hallelujah. He's making room for us. Amen. Not only for us, but for those that we're going to be connected to. So I am so excited to have this young lady with us today. Her name is LaToya Parker, and she has this awesome event that's coming up in November. It is called Unlock Your Dreams. She saw the importance of sharing individuals' obstacles and how they survived after they have gone through. So I'm excited for this upcoming conference. I'm excited for all of the sponsors that are supporting her. And today we want to talk about obstacles, and we want to talk about how you can get there and be free from your obstacles. Good morning. Good morning, LaToya. How are you?
Great morning unto you, Minister Kim. Thank you for having me on the show.
You are so welcome. So I gave a little introduction. So let's talk a little bit about obstacles and what led you down this pathway of just dealing with individuals who struggle and who have come through and now able to share their stories to your platform.
Well, I would honestly have to say it was just me sitting in my mentor, my coach's home, Ms. Shanice Starr, and it just laid on me to do an event. And it came to me because I said, what is the fastest way to save myself, my community, and my family? And it was coming to doing a conference, and it came to me with the name Unlock Your Dreams. And I started thinking, this is in 2008, I said, wow, if I'm struggling to unlock my dreams to start my own clothing line, who else is doing that? So let me figure out how to honor people in a community that has struggled but still persevered, still said, you know, I am great. I can do this. And that's how it came about. And the reason why I'm passionate about people that weather the storm is because that's how anything is happening. That's how anything manifests, is when you see clearly what you want, and you just ride it out with total faith, belief, and passion.
Awesome. Also, so you talk about faith, belief, and passion. So in your own words, how do you define faith for someone who's listening right now, and they're going through a situation, and their faith has just went out the window?
Belief. Believing in thyself. Faith is intangible. It's believing. It's having a dream, and I really, really understanding your imagination is real. And when you have faith, you have an extreme imagination, and that imagination becomes, it starts materializing, you know. So the first thing is, what do you see in your head? Because if you continue to see destruction and struggle and pain, that's what you're going to continue to manifest. So to have faith is to have positive belief, to just know without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what road this go down, guess what? I'm going to end at the final destination, which is my dream, or which is my new beginning.
Awesome. And one of the key things that you said is in reference to your imagination. Because even in Scripture, the Bible talks about to pull down, amen, those imaginations. Because we recognize that whatever we imagine, then that's what we go after. You know, we speak it, and then it manifests, like you're saying. But how do we convert someone, you know, because we can be around individuals who, you know, their dreams, you know their stories, you know their ambitions, but they go through something, that obstacle, amen, that force, that mountain is before them now, that undesirable situation now has clouded their image, their vision. And now you as a friend or family member has to say, hey, what happened to that dream that you talked about? What happened to you opening up that store? What happened to you opening up that clothing? What is going on with you? And they're like, well, I can't do it. You don't understand. You know, this is going on in my life. You know the struggle. We all know a struggle. We all have struggles. But what about that passion? What about that dream? Do we allow our dreams to die in the midst of that storm, in the midst of that obstacle, piercing us in our side, keeping us up at night, having us cleanse out our box of tissue? What do we do with that?
I truly believe in the depth of my soul. I mean, I still go through it too. I'm living this human experience. Sometimes I have doubt. Sometimes I have, I'm discouraged. Sometimes I go through it. But I would like to say that it's really, having an association of power, right? And having an association of people in your world that won't allow you, they won't join your pity party, right? They will take your story and say, you know what, I do agree with you. You know, it is hard. It does look crazy. But guess what? We can totally just pass all of this. We can totally still unlock your dreams because I got your back. So I really believe it's a power of association and manifesting those beings in your experience, in your life, that's going to say, you know what? You're right. You're right. You know, I'm just having that person that's going to say, you know what? I believe in your dream. I can't believe in this eviction letter. I shouldn't believe in that. I shouldn't believe in your debt. I can't believe in your bad marriage. I can't believe in any of that because I still see you as a multimillionaire. I still see you owning this building. I still see you living your dreams. So I think we all need that those awesome angels in our experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also want to include that even if you go through something, which you are going to go through something in life, and it doesn't turn out the way that you saw fit, that you should still pursue your dreams. You know, your dreams are there to push you and for you to make them happen, right? So they become a reality. And something like you talked about the eviction notice, or you talked about a marriage. Your marriage might fail. You might get a divorce, but you should not let your dream die. You might get the eviction notice, and you might have to move out. But, see, I look at it as God got something better for me. You see? So, again, I'm sitting there with my friend, right? You go like, you know what? This wasn't for me because even in the obstacle, even when things don't fall the way that you deem them or desire them to fall, you still got that faith. You still got to believe that God has a covering for you. God has a place for you to rest your head. God has another man, another woman for you because guess what? That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that looks at our desires. He looks at our needs, right? And he will give us our heart's desire. So if you desire to move in a better place, if you desire to get married again, so be it. But in the process of all the pain and all of the stuff that you're dealing with, you still should dream. You still should push forward. You still should pursue these things. And this is why when, you know, our radio angel talked about you, I said, we got to get on because nobody wants to talk about their hardship. Not in a large setting. We do it on a one-to-one, but when we talk about it, we talk it from a victim mentality, right? We talk about it like, oh, it's me, but you're saying, okay, you had this situation. These are the people that have had situations, but they didn't allow it to stop them because they're unstoppable. Oh, come on. I am so excited about your upcoming event.
Awesome, awesome. Your passion and conviction is mind-blowing, and I agree with you. You know, even with experiencing this conference, it's a dream, right?
Right.
I get disappointments all the time. You know, one of my dreams is to talk to, you know, people at Madison Square Garden, not me talk, but to produce it for other people to talk and share their story in Madison Square Garden, right? So going through my journey, I get disappointed every day. But I'm like, you know what? Okay, cool. You want to open up the door for Oprah to come? You want to open up the door for Michelle to come? You know, so I'm ready. I'm set. So that is the mindset that you have to have. However, I really believe it takes having a Shanice Starr, Ken Sutteris, and having all these powerful beings, like Corey Ray Sean, all in your association, Glenise Gomez. I could drop tons of names of people that just speak life into me and say, yo, T, it's okay. Toy, it's okay. It's okay. Next. But it's to have that power in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So we're going to take a commercial break because I'm looking at the clock. And she's like, all right, now the signals are coming on. They're flashing my colors. My warning signs. So we're going to go to take a commercial break. When we come back, I definitely want to talk about the importance of those in your circle because you just dropped some names. And we thank God that you have some people in your life that you can say positive things about. So we'll be back on Voice of Hope. We talk about unlocking your dreams right here with LaToya Parker. We'll be right back.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience. It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back, family. This is your host this morning on Voices of Hope Radio. This is Minister Kim. Today with us, we have LaToya Parker, Unlock Your Dreams. This conference is coming up November 11th and 12th, and you need to be there, especially if you're going through, especially if you're the one that's dealing with housing issues, marital issues, you're dealing with health issues, you're dealing with all kinds of stuff, but you know that it is time for your delivery process. But in that process, who's going to help you push this out? And, you know, you said some key things, and I said as soon as we get back on, we're going to talk about it. You dropped some names, and I like when people drop names in a positive way, right? Because sisters need to learn how to love on one another. So you talked about, you know, Cameron Sutters, which is the executive producer here. You talked about Sri Star, and you talked about many other ladies. How do each and every one of these women empower you?
Whoa, big question, amazing answer. Inspiration and love, right? Kim Sutherland, particularly her, I met Kim years ago, and one of my dopest memories of Kim is when Shanice Star and I was doing a walk to Washington. We walked from Harlem to Washington, D.C. We actually made it to Maryland, and Kim every single week would give a donation from her paycheck to the mission and the cause. Kim has a way, has a power to just believe in the dream. And woo, child. And when you have someone like that in your world, they're just like, no problem, I got your back. It's just really, really passionate. Shanice Starr, my best friend, mentor, coach, everything to me. She, no matter where I'm at, she's there, you know, and right, wrong, and indifferent to just speak life, you know, to speak life in you. And sometimes you need that physical being in your world, you know. Glenise Gomez, founder and CEO of Skin Ethics, just a powerful confidant where she just shares, like, boy, it's going to be okay. And sometimes you just need to hear that. You know, sometimes you need that confirmation that it's going to be okay. I'm really just really blessed with a world of powerful goddesses in my life, and queens and kings. I have Corey Rayshon, who's a digital media sponsor for Unlock Your Dreams. This is the second year doing it. And when someone just gives from their heart, just because they believe and see your vision, man, it's a blessing. So I'm totally blessed with a crew of warriors behind me, and then people just popping up out of nowhere, just saying, "What you need? What you need? What you need?" You know, I really say it's signs of God. You know, you ask for assistance and it manifests. I have another young lady, Kim Morris, is a founder of Womb Gang and Yoniversity, and she just said, I'm doing a bus from Long Island to unlock your dreams and just promoting and say, you know what, everybody needs to be there. No one needs to be omitted, you know. So it's powerful when people, whether they're paid or unpaid, can just believe in your dream and keep it moving. So I'm just really blessed with a powerful, powerful team of people around me.
Awesome. Wonderful. So I can hear your passion and your excitement all at the same time. And looking back, I'm pretty sure that you had some obstacles. Even you said you have your ups and downs, but you have people that you can plug into, people that can see when you're going down, right, where that energy level is decreasing. It's like, hey, nope, you talked about one of the old days just being that nurturer, like you can do this. You know, the smooth talk and someone coaching you through and let you know that this dream needs to be birthed because there's so many other people that need it, and we're backing you 100%. And you do have a lot of people who are sponsoring you. So tell us, if those who are listening to us right now and they're hearing about this awesome event and they want to be a part of this amazing project that you're doing for the families, for the communities, and also for the nation, because I believe that we take vacations. We have people from different states, and we can say, hey, you know, I went to this awesome conference, and this is what it's about, and this is what I'm doing, and they start having a different dialogue. they start being mm-hmm. positive. They start thinking positive. They start doing positive things. And it unleashes so many positive things, and it affects the whole family, right? So who else has been there? Or who, you know, like, how can someone help you? Like, come on, we want to help you. How can we sponsor you?
Well, actually, we are definitely looking for small business sponsors. We're looking for a lot of toys, you know, people that have a dream and just need help getting out there. We have amazing marketing programs where we offer one-year of advertisement from anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Whatever your budget is, we have something for you. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to showcase you. We're looking to put you on our platforms to let people know who you are, what you do. We have another event that's partnering with this. It's called Black Wall Street. So it's like Black Wall Street, Unlock Your Dreams presents Black Wall Street, which is the morning of Unlock Your Dreams. And we have 20-plus business owners coming out as vendors to promote and sell and market their products and services. And our goal is 1,500 people coming out. This event is only $2.99. So we are absolutely excited about it, where we can give back to the community, mm-hmm. our Black community. So if you would love to be a sponsor, we welcome you. You can go to our website, unlockyourdreams.info, to get more information. But we'll welcome all kinds of sponsors, all levels, from $500 to $750 to $1,000 to $1,500. Those funds would definitely sponsor and assist the event manifesting the dream, basically.
Awesome. We are so excited. We thank you so much for embracing our audience today. But before you leave, you talked about obstacles. What faith, endurance, and you said another word. Let me remember now. Oh, I need your help. Faith, endurance, and you talked about another word. Come on, give me another word.
Faith, endurance, and belief.
Come on. Yeah, belief. All right, now. So let's faith, endurance, and belief. Amen. You got to believe in what you have been assigned to. You got to believe that dream. You got to believe that. I want you who are listening this morning to believe your dreams. And I'm going to say this because I just got an email. My pastor says that I just got an email. You know how when we were younger, I don't know as adults because I don't have nightmares. But when we were younger, right, we had nightmares. We have a nightmare. And we believed it. Our parents sometimes have to get into bed with us. They had to reassure us that it was just a dream, right? We put so much energy into the negative, right, the fears of the dream and how the monster's going to get us. I want you to take that same energy and put it into that positive dream. When you can see yourself on a platform or traveling or just doing something, whatever it is, the gift that God has given you, if you could put some energy in that, I am going to be amazed because I want you to call us up and say, hey, I took your advice, and guess what? Matter of fact, I'm going to sponsor Ms. Parker's event. But after that, I want to start creating my own dreams. So I'm excited for you and those who are listening today. Please be a part. This event is happening here in New York, NYC, on November the 12th, right? 11th and the 12th?
Yes, ma'am.
So we definitely want you to participate. We're definitely going to have information on our website as well because we want to make sure that you read and participate. So our website, you know, is www.themorningglory.org. Thank you so much, Lady LaToya.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you and doing some awesome things. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Peace and blessings unto you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was powerful. Family, I'm telling you, we face so many things each and every day, right? So even in the midst of that obstacle being there, still go over it, go under it, pray through it, whatever you need to do, but allow your dreams to become a reality. And I definitely need to be a part of this upcoming event, Unlocking Your Dreams. You've got to unlock the things that God has given you. I'm so excited for this young lady. I'm so excited for all our young people that are doing wonderful things, not only for themselves, but for the families and the community. So make sure that you keep and tune right here on Voice of Hope Radio. Coming up is our girl, let me tell you, our executive producer, like she just said, LaToya talked about how she empowers and supports. She got this awesome program that's going on, and you need to hear about it. Matter of fact, if you don't have a pen and piece of paper, you need to grab that, because this information that you're going to receive from our executive producer, Kim M. Sutter, is going to save your life and save the future. We'll be back on Voice of Hope Radio with Radio Angel, Kim M. Sutter. We'll be back.
Hey family, what's going on? Hello, this is Radio Angel, and you're in the section where we talk about what's going on in the community. What's going on in my community? What's going on in your community? What's going on in the community? Listen, first and foremost, we want to say that if something's going on in your community, make sure you send us an email at info@themorningglory.org. info@themorningglory.org. Listen, our community is 70,000 plus strong. So it doesn't matter whether you're in California, you're in Nigeria, or you're right here in the Boogie Down Bronx. Just make sure you send us your information so that we can put it up on our social media as well as our website. Listen, everybody, this is the month of breast cancer awareness. Super excited about it, because all of us here at Voices of Hope have taken the pledge to be proactive in making sure that we stay healthy. What does that look like? Hello, let's talk about what that looks like. That looks like you going to the doctor on a regular basis. That's what that means. That means that you're taking your medicine on a regular basis. That's what that means. That means you're exercising. That means you're maintaining your weight. That means that you're limiting your alcohol intake. That means that you're sitting down with your elders and getting your family medical history. That's what that means. So, yeah, you need to call Auntie Agnes and talk about what's going on. Okay, because it's very key that we understand the history, the diseases that are in our family, so that we can be proactive to keep our lives super, 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 super. I just want y'all to know I was chopping up my hands like doing a robot when I said super, super, super healthy. When we learn how to keep ourselves healthy, guess what? Our young people are looking at us, and they begin to do the same thing. But sometimes I think we better be taking some tips from them, because they're a little more healthier than us. So nonetheless, I want each and every one of you to take the pledge this month, that's what I'm saying, this month, to be proactive in your health. Okay, so what does that mean also? Listen, women, get those breasts examined. Listen, men, get that prostate examine. That's what that means. So do what you got to do. Spread the love. Listen, super excited, because you know we have two additions to our family. First and foremost, you already know that Minister Kim and myself have decided to share our shepherd with you. That's right. Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Yes, he's on this platform, Voices of Hope. He is one of the voices of hope right here. And so catch him twice a month at the Leaders Sanctuary. segment of the show. Also, Tracy Brown, the Tracy Brown Show. That's right, the Brown Zone is coming on over here to Voices of Hope. Listen, she still has that great time, that 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Her number is the only thing that's changed, along with her link. So I know a lot of you were listening to her over there. Well, come on over here so you already know. This Sunday and every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time at 8 p.m., catch her right there. Catch her right there. So I'm super excited about that. Hey, listen, mark your calendars. October 14th, you already know, Joy Grant has her event out in Brooklyn on that particular day. You don't remember Joy Grant? You better go back a couple of weeks. She was just here talking about her event, talking about creating your own lane. So that's a Brooklyn event. So make sure you go visit us on Facebook, Voices of Hope Radio, and get the information there. Also, October 21st, Women Unite Conference 2017 is happening on October 21st. This is a Bronx event. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, all the information that you need, links and all of that is on our Facebook page. So I'm super excited about that. Now, also November 19th, mark your calendars. This is an event. It's a gala to honor and salute survivors, not only survivors of breast cancer, but survivors of all different areas in our lives. Because you can admit, just like I can admit, there are obstacles that come in that knocks us down, and sometimes those obstacles lay on us for a minute until we can get back up. And when we get up, guess what we're considered? We're survivors. We've made it. We've done it. And this event that takes place November 19th, right here in New York City, that's exactly what we're doing. We're honoring people for surviving. So, as they say in church, govern yourself properly to the announcements that have been made. So, everybody, have a wonderful and magnificent Saturday. Remember, everything that I talked about in this section is located on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page, Voices of Hope. And let's see, did I miss anyone? Wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Did I talk about Unlock Your Dreams? That's happening November 2 days, 11th and 12th. Unlock Your Dreams right here in New York City. 11th and 12th. Guess what? I'm going to be a vendor there. Did I say that already? If I did, I apologize. I got so many notes on my doggone tablet here that I can't even imagine. So listen, all the information that I've talked about, as I said before, is located on our Facebook page. So everybody, have a great Saturday, and we'll see you back here next Saturday. Same bat channel. Same bat time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Put a praise on it. praise in this room. I declare that wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Morning, this is Minister Kim, Real Talk Behind the Collar. Last time, I talked about positive motivation as it related to our images, surroundings, and people as they influence us. Today, I want to speak to the inner you that won't allow you to proceed in your goals. Long-term goals can be tough at times. I get it. I've been there. Done that, and I found out that my long-term goals were rough. They seem to be endless, and they are hard to maintain and keep you motivated, driven to continue to pursue them. So today, I challenge you to take steps to think over your goals and create small goals, because once you start out with the small, realistic ones, you will accomplish them. And these accomplishments will be your motivator. They will help you to pursue the long-term goals, the bigger goals that you started out with. So today, I am encouraging you to look at your goals and break them down. Take the necessary baby steps to accomplish them. Feel victorious at the end, knowing that you have met your goals. Keep that vision board. Keep it with you at all times, whether you have to carry a journal, put a postie up in your bathroom, on your refrigerator door, whatever you need to do to get where you want to go. You have to have a vision board. And don't forget, got to stick with whatever you believe in. I believe in you. And this is why I'm encouraging you to take baby steps. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And this is Minister Kim, Real Talk Behind the Collar.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you are. Your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. You.
What's up, everybody? I'm your man, Norris J. And right now, I want to start a movement, an INJ movement. You see, in this day and age, our world, NJ. Our universities, NJ. Our youth, NJ. Our government, NJ. INJ. I need Jesus. So when you wake up in the morning, say INJ. When you're at work, say INJ. Wherever you are and you feel like you need Jesus, say INJ. And remember, INJ, UNJ, we all NJ. You heard it from NJ.
It's Mr. Kim. I hope that you wrote that information down, as well as all of our what's happening, things that's going on, all right? Right here in the heart of our city, there are so many things that are happening. We want to make sure that you're aware of it, not just upcoming events, but what's going on that's going to save not only your life, but the life of your family. Awareness is important, and that's what we're here to do, to give you that hope, amen, that love, that faith, and most important, we need to let you know the information that's going to save your life. We have so many wonderful things. I hope that you're tuning in each week. Let your family know what we're doing here on Voice Hope Radio. I'm excited for our leader. Yep. Our leader is here twice a month. Amen. Every second and fourth Sunday. Shout out to Dr. Thomas S. Cooper that celebrated his birthday on September 17th. You had an awesome time in the Lord. I'm so grateful to have an awesome man of God. And if you have not been a part of our segments where you hear, when he talks about the leadership, amen, whether in your personal or your spiritual walk with God, this is definitely time that you need to tune in every second and fourth Saturday. And don't forget about me, amen, every first and third Saturday, you'll definitely hear me, Real Talk, Behind the Collar, where we're going to have some guests and some conversation. I hope you enjoyed the last drop that I talked about, positive motivation. We're talking about positive motivation. We're talking about speaking things into existence. Amen. You got to talk yourself out of some things. Amen. You got to lift yourself up when you don't want to get out of the bed sometimes. You got to say to your friends, nope, not today. We ain't having no negative conversation. We ain't talking about somebody. I need to stay positive. And on next time, when I talk about Real Talk Behind the Collar, I want to talk about what we put in, amen, in our system. It's so important that you are careful of what you eat, all right? So tune in each week. We got some awesome topics. We got some awesome things happening right here on Voices of Hope Radio. I love you and be blessed. Until next time, God bless you.
Yo, Tangent, this one's for you. Yo, Billy, this one's for you. This beat's hot, clinging. And whatever hood you represent, I know it's a lot of bad out there, but guess what? It's a lot of good.
Just talking junk.
Everybody ain't
walking around with baggy jeans, being mean, and the lips purple cause we smoking trees.
Everybody ain't
trying to be tough and violent. Matter of fact, I know some cats from the hood plays the violin.
Everybody downtown,
don't frown cause you around. Just because you wear a suit don't mean we think you a clown.
Some of us
going to bed about 11, gotta get up real early, be at work quarter to 7.
Some of us
going to school, not skipping class, didn't make the dean's list, but we still gone past. Taking good care of all our kids, making sure they got clothes and something in the fridge.
Some of us are
happy with life, we down with Christ. Got a good head on our shoulders and we feel alright. Yeah, there's a lot of good out there. I see y'all. They need to put this on 6 o'clock news with everybody singing like
good in the hood.
Yeah. Carrying guns, thinking it's fun. Got two or three girls carrying sons.
Everybody ain't
wearing all black,
and selling dope and crack. Teens and fiends who clothes don't match.
Everybody ain't
cussing out babies because they driving you crazy. This maybe they miss their daddy who left the day before.
Everybody ain't
sleeping around with everybody in town. And when you hit the college ground, it's going
to... Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.